You're listening to the audio production of Still Breathing, 100 Black Voices on Racism, 100 Ways to Change the Narrative by Suzette Llewellyn, Suzanne Packer, and Friends. Published by Harper Inspire and read by Suzette Llewellyn, Suzanne Packer, and Michael Obiora. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. Keep listening at the end of this audiobook for a special bonus interview. Dedication by Suzanne Packer. To my parents, Angela Maria Jackson and Beris Oswald Jackson, as I pass the torch of resilience and courage to my son, Paris.
Dedication by Suzette Llewellyn. To my parents, Laria and Ulrika Llewellyn, who came to England with hopes and dreams, and for my daughters, Viva and Bonnie, who embody them.
Before you read, some of our writers, in expressing their experiences, have been forced to use words that were deliberately chosen to belittle, humiliate, and dehumanize them. If we did not include these words in their stories, we would be dishonoring the writer's voice and their truth. We do not intend any offense to the reader, and certainly do not promote or advocate the use of such words. Our intention in creating this book is to widen understanding and hope.
Foreword by Sir Jeff Palmer, OBE. The video showing the harrowing 8 minutes and 46 seconds, which ended with the death of George Floyd in 2020, brought to the attention of the world the injustice that Black people have suffered for hundreds of years. Historically, this kind of racism was given false academic justification by philosophers such as David Hume and Immanuel Kant. For example, Hume said in 1753, "I am apt to suspect the Negroes to be naturally inferior to whites." Later, Kant linked this falsehood to the fiction he promoted as the theory of race. These untruths have enslaved and denied the rights of Black people for centuries. Race is a social construct, a cultural lie. Cultural lies are passed on and are difficult to change. However, racists should note that racism is based on falsehoods and is a crime against humanity. This excellent collection endeavors to address and overcome racism by relating in a unique way the experiences of distinguished Black people who have suffered racism in their lives and work. Their achievements and those of other Black people prove that Hume's prejudice is a lie. The statements of those who have contributed to this innovative book must be read to understand how racism damages lives and our society. All of the contributors are part of the good fight that will consign racism to the past. Our ancestors fought in chains. We can surely fight without them. We cannot change the past, but we can, within and beyond our schools, change the consequences of the past for the better, by means of education. This book is part of that education.
Introduction. There is no doubt that 2020 will be a year for the ages. In hindsight, it seemed to be born bad. With the Australian bushfires still burning from June 2019, and in December, a novel coronavirus being identified in China. Yes, 2020 did not start well, and as time marched on, it grew into a behemoth of a year. A global pandemic was declared, and millions of citizens were confined to their...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?